This episode of Dirty Linen is proudly supported by Mr. Yum. Powerful mobile menus, ordering and payments. For more information, go to MrYum.com.
It is Friday, the 13th of May, which means it is time to tell you what is on my mind. I think foremost on my mind is that it's International Hummus Day. People who have traveled with me in food for a while will know that I am pretty obsessed with chickpeas in general, and hummus is certainly a big part of that love affair. It is a great day to eat hummus, to make hummus, to think about the ways that hummus can spread love throughout the world. It is a cross-cultural, inexpensive, nourishing, versatile food, and I absolutely love it. Hope you have lots of hummus joy today on International Hummus Day. I've had a great couple of weeks. I've really felt like I've been coming back into myself in a food and travel sense. I've been on a couple of really good trips. The first one was on behalf of Melbourne Food and Wine and Visit Victoria, hosting a group of sommeliers, drinks buyers, cocktail experts. In central Victoria, we had such a great couple of days exploring the distilleries, the wineries and breweries in that great region. So around Castlemaine, Bendigo, Heathcote, so much beautiful wine and drinks culture to explore. One place that I know I want to go back to is Boomtown Wines in Castlemaine, part of an extraordinary old woolen mill precinct, where there's so much great food and drink happening, including Long Paddock Cheese, whose cheese I just absolutely love. It was all super delightful. Tried a lot of Italian varietals, which are, I guess, overtaking Shiraz in the Heathcote region, Central Vic region. And it's really always so great to drink wine in the place where it's made. So, I loved it. Also last weekend, I was up on South Coast of New South Wales at the Naruma Oyster Festival. I think often when we think about Indigenous ingredients or native produce in Australia, we think about, herbs and fruits and things that are foraged from the land. But Australian native seafood is extraordinary, such a treasure, and I think a little under-heralded. So the rock oysters from those estuaries on the New South Wales south coast were showcased at a really vibrant regional festival in Naruma, and it was just it was an absolute delight to be there. I have to give a shout out to my fellow Deep in the Weeds Podcast Network podcaster, John Sussman, who hosted the Ultimate Oyster Experience, which was probably my highlight of the festival. We tasted oysters from four different local estuaries, and they were each remarkable in their own ways, displaying different salinity, minerality, umami, creaminess, different profiles. And they were alongside an Angazi oyster, so a really intense other type of native oyster, and then a Pacific oyster, an introduced species, which is a much, I guess, simpler flavour profile. It's so interesting to compare all those with some Hunter Valley Semillon. We don't get Hunter Valley wine isn't, ubiquitous in Melbourne. So it's always a treat to try a wine that's been selected by an expert and matched so beautifully with food. So, food events are definitely coming back. I was on a panel on Monday night. I was emceeing a panel for A Plus magazine, a hospitality mag that I write for, edited by Besha Rodell. And it was the first live event that they'd done. It was at Perry's Refreshment Bar, which is the downstairs venue from the Black Cart and Sparrows work space. And it was a really awesome venue on the top, a really awesome panel on the topic of All in the Family, where we discussed the difficulties, both, I guess, structural, society-wide and personal, because they're always personal stories. Everyone's circumstances are different, in balancing family life and hospitality work. I guess hospitality work is so often you know, has that family feel as well. But we explored, you know, what does it mean you know, your workplace thinks it's a family, you have those bonds, those obligations, but then you also have a lot of bonds and obligations outside of the workplace. How can that all be balanced? What kind of levers can be pulled by businesses, by government, by people in their own circumstances? So, yeah, real huge shout out to the panelists, Petros Dalidis, who was a recent guest on the podcast, Cara Devine, bar manager at Bomba and author and amazing YouTuber, and Bianca Dawson, who's the CEO at Sandhill Road, a pub group, which has got the SB among others. And yeah, really different perspectives. That was all super interesting. I'm doing another panel, emceeing a panel for Worksmith in a couple of weeks, and we'll put the link to that in the show notes. That's on the topic of the future of restaurants. Yeah, a little bit juicy, a pretty big topic. So Square Technology Platform has commissioned a report. So there's a lot of interesting data that we'll share, as well as, a great conversation that I'm sure we will have. I'm also appearing at the Jewish Book Festival on a panel hosted by the amazing Alice Aslavsky. And Tony Tan will be on that as well, along with some others. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. And in June, I'll be at the Bellarine Film Festival introducing a French film alongside Margaret Pomerantz and her daughter. The film is called Delicious, but I think we'll be French, so we'll call it Delicieux. And I'm looking forward to that as well. So it's great to be out and about. And, you know, having recently had the spicy cough, I'm sort of making the most of my weeks of immunity. I am, as the weather cools, feeling pretty nervous about indoor dining over winter. I don't want to keep getting COVID. And I do wish that more restaurants were thinking about ventilation, how they can use measures both natural, like windows and doors, or more mechanical in terms of filtering to keep the air safer for customers and staff. I eat for a living, and I don't want part of that to be an ongoing nervousness about catching COVID. I've been eating out a lot recently. I love it, despite, you know, all the above. But so a couple of meals I'd love to highlight recently. Well, it wasn't a meal, but it was a bunch of snacks at Serai, the new Filipino wood-fired restaurant just opened in the city of Melbourne, from Ross Magnay, who has appeared on this podcast a couple of times. So congratulations, Ross, on your first very own restaurant. I think the flavors are going to be so exciting here. I love, you know, the roasted pig. There's going to be some beautiful fresh seafood. I think the balance of sweet and acid is something I've appreciated in Ross's food in the past. And there's going to be so much great energy in this room. So another Laneway restaurant to look out for off Little Bourke Street, just around the corner from Osteria Ilaria. Saucier Morsi, I wrote about recently. It's a St. Kilda all-day dining restaurant, and I think it's really worth highlighting anybody who is juggling the rosters and the ongoing staffing crisis to stay open all day. So huge props to Saucier Morsi. It's been around for about a decade. It's sort of a site that straddles two streets, doesn't quite get the corner, which has got a boutique in it. It's a funny shaped building, and that's part of its charm. The rooms are all a little bit off square. There's a lot of timber. It's sort of Venetian timber work. It feels like you could be in Venice, but in fact you're in St. Kilda. It's got a large outdoor area, very popular with dog walkers, and the menu's more or less Italian. Great pasta in the evenings and at lunchtime. Paninis are a feature, and yeah, really good coffee, great place to hang out. So yeah, congrats to everybody who is part of that establishment. Last night I was over in Kensington, which is basically been torn up by roadworks for 6 weeks, and need to send my very best regards to Kasbah Falafel Joint, which has basically, you know, opened during COVID, got through all the lockdowns, but has now found that this 6 week period of disrupted trade has made it impossible to continue. So it's just pretty heartbreaking to think that that there's not compensation or consideration for local businesses who are still doing it so tough. I hope Kasbah somehow manages to fight on, but who knows. But I was next door at White Rabbit Record Bar for my mate Jane Rawson's book launch. She's a novelist and I'm so proud and happy for her. But, yeah, what a cool little place, just a place where you can buy records, have drinks, have some snacks. It's just so homely, got a back garden, which is good if you're doing the outdoor thing. And I just love seeing these very individual businesses. They're the very opposite of cookie cutter. They are so hand molded, hand shaped, and very important community spaces. So congrats to the folks over there. So yeah, that is what is on my mind this Friday. I wish everybody out there happy eating and drinking. Be kind, be hopeful, be happy, eat hummus, and I will catch you next week. This is Dirty Linen and I'm Danny Vallant. We air the issues that the hospitality industry finds hard to talk about, hearing from different people with unique perspectives. We want to hear from you as well. If you have something that needs to be said about a topic, get in touch so we can include your perspective. Contact us at dirtylinen@deepintheweeds.com.au or hit us up on Insta at Dirty Linen Podcast. We can't wait to hear from you. Peace.